I hope you've had a good night's sleep, good rest. So we're here until 9 o'clock in this session this morning. We'll do another short ritual, or even a couple of rituals. And as I mentioned yesterday, we'll be peppering the weekend with small doses of ritual. After our ritual, we will do a meditation, and the meditation will include a period of settling into our bodies, and then we'll do a mindfulness of breathing. So I'd just like to do a quick poll. Is there anybody who is not familiar with the mindfulness of breathing, for whom a leading of the mindfulness of breathing would be helpful? So if you could just put your hand up, I'll go between screens. So Raj, okay. Okay. Okay, I will do a leading, some leading of the mindfulness of breathing, some basic guidance through the mindfulness of breathing. So we'll begin with a saluting of the shrine. So this is very much a kind of setting our compass for the day, saluting, acknowledging, as Buddhists the world over do, the value of the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. We as human beings just need to reassert our intentions constantly, because we're constantly getting distracted, aren't we? And it's just a question of realizing, oh yeah, okay, and then redirecting, reorientating, consciously resetting our intentions. So it's a good way to start the day, at least, by setting our compass with a turning towards the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha, our inspiration and our aspiration. So we'll do this, myself and Bodhi and Pranyanita, in call and response. Namo Buddhaya.
Namo Buddhaya.
Namo Dharmaya.
Namo Dharmaya.
Namo Sanghaya.
Namo Sanghaya.
Namo Namah.
Namo Namah.
Om.
Om.
Ah.
Ah.
Om.
Om.
So that was our first ritual of the day. And as I say, with all these rituals, please feel free just to participate or not, as is comfortable for you. If you prefer just to let the sound wash over you, that's great. And that goes as well for our second short ritual, which is chanting of the Tiratna Vandana. Tiratna Vandana is, Tirat is three jewels, Vandana is salutation. So I was in Bodh Gaya a couple of years ago on pilgrimage. It's the historic site associated with the Buddha's enlightenment. You have a descendant of the Bodhi tree there next to an amazing temple under which the Buddha was enlightened. And it's really amazing there. You see groups of practitioners, Buddhist practitioners from the world over, doing their particular style of practice, of ritual. And you see people from Sri Lanka, from Thailand, from Cambodia. And it's very impressive for me to be able to recognize what they're saying, because there is in Buddhism this universal language called Pali. It's the language that was used in the first century BC to write down, to record what was up until that point, an oral account, an oral lineage of the Buddha's teachings. So eventually in 100 BC, they were written down in the Pali language. And because of that, the Pali language has a kind of symbolic appeal to it, as well as being a universal language that is understood across the Buddhist world. It also is the closest we can get to the language that the Buddha would have spoken. It's not the same as the Buddha. It's a created language, but based on the dialects that were in use in northeastern India in the 4th, 5th century BC. So there's a ritual weight to the use of the Pali language. So what we're going to chant now is the Tiratnavandana, and it what it describes are the qualities of the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. So in a sense, it's an expanded version of our salutation to the shrine that we started with. We will have this up online. Pranyanita is going to put it up, and there will be a translation available as one of the resources on the website. So while you may not understand what we are chanting, we won't do it in call and response. We'll do it in unison. Feel free to join in if you know it, or else just allow it to wash over you. So it is in the Pali language, and it is an account of the qualities of the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. And after the Tiratnavandana, we will go into our period of meditation. Tiratnavandana. Namo tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. Namo tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. Namo tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. Itipiso Bhagava Arahang Samma Sambuddho Vicha Charana Sampano Sugato Lokavidu Anutaro Purisadama Sarati Sata Deva Manusanam Buddho Bhagavati Buddhang Jivita Pariantang Saranange Chami Yechabutta Atitacha Yechabutta Anagata Pachupana Cheye Buddha Ahang Vandami Sabada Natime Saranang Anyang Budhome Saranang Varang Etena Sacha Vajena O Tume Jaya Mangalam. Swagato Bhagavata Damo Sanditiko Akaliko Ehipasiko Opanayiko Pachitang Editabo Inuhiti Damang Jivata Pariantang Saranangachami Yechadama Atitacha Yechadama Anagata
Pachipana Chaitama Ahang Bandami Sabada Natime Saranangan Amome Saranang Barang Etena Sachivachena O Tume Jayamangalang Su Patipano Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Ujupatipano Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Nyayapatipano Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Samichipatipano Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Yadidam Chitari Purisayagani Atta Purisa Pugala Esa Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Ahoneo Ahoneo Dakineo Anjalikaraneo Anutarang Punyaketang Lokasati Sanghang Jivata Pariyantang Saranangachami Yeche Sangha Atita Cha Yeche Sangha Anagata Pachupanna Chaye Sangha Ahang Bandami Sabada Natime Saranang Anyang Sanghome Saranang Varang Etena Sachivachena O Tume Jaya Mangalang.
So settling into our meditation posture. Feeling the support of our cushion, our chair, our mat. With an upright back. Hands and arms well supported. Finding that stability of posture that will support stability of the practice. And dropping into our bodies, having a sense of our sense experience at this moment, here and now. You can tune into the sounds near and far. Maybe there's some bird song outside. Tuning into your physical senses of touch. Maybe you can sense the temperature on your skin. Notice any smells, however subtle. Have a sense of the contact with your cushion or chair or mat, those points of pressure and support. And allow your weight to drop into those points of support with gravity anchoring you. Dropping, surrendering, releasing into the earth. Maybe particularly on an out breath, have a sense of surrendering to gravity. I invite you to tune in to your breathing. Maybe you feel it in the nostrils. In the throat. Maybe you feel it in the chest, the upper chest. The expansion and subsiding of the ribs. And maybe not just the front ribs, but also the sides and back ribs. Maybe more subtle. And of course, with every in-breath, your diaphragm is flattening and pressing down on your abdominal organs. So maybe you can feel, just notice that expansion of the belly with the in-breath. And subsidence on the out-breath. So I invite you now to attend to wherever you are feeling the movements associated with the breath most. As we begin a period of the mindfulness of breathing with bells for the four stages, and in the first stage, we continue to attend to the breath. And we assist ourselves with this attention through counting. And we count each breath at the end of the breath, at the end of the out-breath. So in-breath, out-breath, one. In-breath, out-breath, two. We count to 10. Then we go back to one. And if at any stage we lose our attention, if our mind wanders, we get distracted, we realize the fact, and with kindness and gentleness, without any judgment, we bring our attention back to the breath and start the counting again from one. So the emphasis is on just noticing the breath, attending to the breath, without any targets. You don't have to get to 10. If you continually distracted at 2 or 3, well, just notice that. That's really what it's about, noticing and gently, kindly returning your attention to the breath. That's the training. So where is your attention now? If you got distracted, that's fine. That's what minds do. Just clock the fact. And with kindness, patience towards yourself, gently return your attention to the sensations of the breath. Not any idea of the breath, but the physical sensations of the breath. And resume the counting at the end of the out-breath. In the second stage, we simply change the point at which we count to the beginning of the in-breath. So one, in-breath, out-breath, two, in-breath, out-breath, up till 10, and then return to one But if we get distracted at any point, returning to one and starting again. Always with an emphasis of loving kindness and patience towards oneself. Where is your attention now? If you have to return your attention to the breath 100 times, well, that's fine. Therein lies the practice. With time and practice, the frequency and the duration of your distraction will decrease. Your attention will stabilize, and you'll head towards one-pointedness of mind. In the third stage, we drop the counting. And we simply attend to the physical sensations of the breath, the whole breath, the detail of the whole breath. We can notice the beginning of the in-breath, the end of the in-breath. Maybe you find a gap, beginning of the out-breath, the end of the out-breath, and maybe another gap. Just notice what's happening. Be interested, be curious about the detail of each breath. We breathe between 15,000 and 70,000 times a day, depending on our physical activity, our health, our age. This is an opportunity now to attend to each breath during the practice. In the fourth and final stage of the mindfulness of breathing, we turn our attention towards the sensations of the breath at the tip of the nose, where the air first enters the nostrils. We tune into the sensations at that point. So take your time. It's time to transition into the rest of your day. No hurry. If you did reach some stillness through the meditation, see if you can set an intention to hold on to some of that calm while you're having breakfast. It's been a real pleasure to practice with you all this morning. And I look forward to seeing you again at 10:30, where we'll have an introduction to confidence trust, trusting our minds.